Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yowza! Wow!
Look who's back.
Thanks for all that music and everything.
Fanfare, they call that.
Good morning. Welcome. It is good to be back. I'm the vacationing Bob Rose. I show up every once in a while because I still need the paycheck. Otherwise, I just stay on vacation. Greg Cassidy, of course, here. Greg, thanks for the great work handling things, basically like a one-armed wallpaper hanger.
Pretty much, yeah.
And but you got it done.
Made it
and,
work.
Don't let corporate know, because they will just pare us right down. They'll be like, Bob, we're going to cut some fat.
You ever heard of that permanent vacation phrase? Yeah.
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 Well, luckily, you know, I have Charisse as my financial person.
Yes.
So I actually could.
Yes. You missed her, by the way, on Friday. She was in.
I know. Yeah, you book everybody and have all your fun while I'm gone. I know.
Well,
I've caught on by now.
I've been found out. I learned it from Jay, so, you know, a long time ago.
He was famous for it. Happy to be back. Went up to northern Georgia, brought the bike, you know, towed the bike up there, and I've got some friends that live up there between Helen and Cleveland, and just, you know, rode the mountain roads on the bikes and just had a great time, and some of the Dahlonega. I love that little downtown there. Hanging out
there. The weather was amazing up there.
It was perfection. It was like 73 and sunny.
Man, that's perfect.
You can't beat it. I'm telling you, that area just kind of, it calls to me.
Uh-huh.
It calls to me. So, But I love my job. And so
here you are.
Here
Came
I am.
Back.
Yeah, good to be back. Did I mention, it is 6:09, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. And we know you're busy. We make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast. Have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast, like Apple, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe. All right, so your top stories, the government is still shut down. I figured, you know, I'll take a little vacation, take a couple days off.
Mm-hmm.
I'll come back and everything will be rolling smooth. But now, nope, not so much. But President Trump, he has vowed that he'll get the United States military service members every last penny as a government shutdown has stretched into its fifth day. I guess now would be sixth day. The U.S. Navy always stands for America. He was speaking at the Naval Station Norfolk on Sunday, marking the anniversary, 250 years in the Navy.
Da, 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 da.
As a commander-in-chief, I will always stand for you, Trump said. I promise you that. You know that. That's why you voted for me in numbers that nobody's ever seen before. How many things have happened while Trump has been in charge that nobody's seen before? Because I've heard that.
Yes.
I have heard him use it.
It's a catchphrase. It's caught on, I think, with him.
And I want to let you know that despite the current Democrat-induced shutdown, we will get our service members every last penny, which is the case anyway. I mean, you know, he's trying to pump them up a little bit, but they get all the back pay.
Oh, yeah.
So, and which, of course, they should get. But, yeah, he was pumping them up, and that's good. And with Hegseth, you know, getting them serious.
Oh, yeah.
This is going to be, well, it's needed. It really
no
is.
Fat generals.
Uh-huh. Okay. He spoke, obviously, at the same thing, 250th anniversary. And he talked about Trump's emphasis on America first, peace through strength, and blasting diversity, equity, and inclusion. And he got some loud applause as he began his remarks to thousands of sailors at Naval Station Norfolk. That's the world's largest naval station. Did you know that?
Yes, I hadn't thought about it. Huh.
Yeah. I knew it was large. I wasn't sure it was the largest.
Huge, as the president
San Diego's
say.
Pretty big, too, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Calling the crowd the absolute best in America. He says, I know you know why the president always says that we have the strongest, most powerful, most lethal, most ready military on the planet. He's going to make sure that we keep it that way. And he said, at the War Department, and it is the War Department, we're committed to the mission of peace through strength. And for the Navy, that means more sailors, more subs, more ships, more munitions for all of them. Navy and Marine Corps embody the resilience of our country. Nobody, nobody in the world does it better than the United States Navy. And yes, of course, they were pumped up, and they should be. And congratulations, 250-year anniversary for the Navy.
Looking good for their age, aren't they?
Yep. Yep. My grandfather was in the Navy, and then as a civilian, worked at the shipyards in Philadelphia.
Oh, wow. That's kind of cool.
Too bad I never got to meet him, though.
Oh.
Yeah, he passed before I was born.
Well, you know, you were a late birth.
A late arrival.
Late arrival. You should have played Bob.
I go, there's chores to do. I ain't coming out. Not coming out. All right. So that's your top story. The government shut down, really, and trying to work through it. I don't know that things are going to end that shutdown anytime soon. Yeah. The Democrats' demands are absolutely ludicrous. $1.5 trillion over 10 years, and basically it does really boil down to using kind of a Medicaid kind of trick. They were covering illegals with health care.
Oh, no, Bob. They said not $1 goes to an illegal.
I say that it's possible that the Democrats could be lying?
What?
Yeah, I know.
Shock and awe.
Yeah. All right. So we got that going on. Oh, and one of the other top stories, obviously, is Israel. I got to be honest with you. Be honest. And I always am.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of fatigued by it. It's fatigued. It's gone on too long.
Yeah.
My support for Israel has not waned. I'm talking about it and dealing with it. And Hamas, are they going to come to the table or not? I'll be honest with you.
Just fix it one way or the other?
No, not one way or the other.
No? Okay.
I'm kind of in the camp of...
Oh, I see where you're going. One way.
Destroy Hamas.
Yeah, basically.
Destroy it once and forever. And anytime it starts to spring up out of the ground, you tamp it back down. You kill it at the root and keep killing and keep killing. And I know I maybe that sounds ugly. No. I make no apologies for it. It is obvious that most of Hamas, what they're about, is not about peacefully abiding and having even their own state. It's about wiping out the Jewish population and the Jewish state. That's what it has always been for them. And so for them, send them to Allah a little bit early and let him sort it out.
There you go.
Can we do that?
It's an option.
That's what I'm for. I'm tired of it. 6:15 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is in the house. We got a ton of stuff we still got to get to. And so many activities coming up. You got to start planning. Monday's never too early to start planning. 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Another day in paradise. It's Monday, but we'll make it great. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. 6:21 time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Go Gators!
Look at that.
Wow. Beating number 9th ranked Texas Longhorns in the Swamp. It was huge. What a game. Coach made some not so great calls, but in the end, we get the W, and the Gators are looking much, much better. Look like the Gators of old. And to really shut down the Longhorns like that, man, Gator D playing tough. So congratulations. Our Florida Gators are now 2-3, but that 29-21 victory Saturday in the Swamp was a big one. And who knows? Maybe we've turned things around. I don't know.
So a lot of folks were in town for that. Jen and I were in Gainesville Friday night, going to go out to eat, and just literally as pulled into a parking lot of one of the areas where there are several restaurants. I'm like, oh yeah, game day tomorrow. Everything's packed on Friday night.
And I'll be honest, I was one of the people who said I don't think the Gators. I hope they do well. Obviously, I always root for them. But I said, I just feeling it. I don't hope they get beat up. I hope they don't get beat up too bad.
Yeah.
But you know, the Manning family has not done well against Florida, and so here you have another generationally, Arch Manning, and not having his best outing. So there you go. Go Gators. I love it. Speaking of football, let's see. The Bucks won. That's good. My Lions won. That's a personal thing, but keep going. The Jags play tonight, and they're looking pretty good, too. They're 3-1, and they take on Kansas City. So, all right. Gators win. Gators win. I love it. Hey, the Ocala Jeep Club of Florida is putting on the 28th annual Jeeptober Fest, and that's coming up this weekend. And they've got events going up Friday right through Sunday. And it sounds like it's going to be a really, really good time. And all kinds of trail rides. And there's obstacle courses and all that. Look, for more information, go to OcalaJeepClub.com. Proceeds will be donated to local charities. So
nice. Sounds fun.
Got to like that, too. All right. And your top stories. Government shutdown continues. Also waiting on Hamas for a ceasefire, still waiting and waiting some more. We'll see how patient Netanyahu and President Trump can be.
Well, let's wait and we'll see.
Then you got the big boy up there in Chicago, big boy with a big mouth.
Oh, you don't have to tell me who you're talking about. I know who that is.
Shady, greasy, slimy, big mouth.
Yeah, that guy.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yep.
He's a real Pritzker.
He is indeed. Governor J.B. Pritzker said the Trump administration was attempting to make Chicago a war zone. Wait, what? The Trump administration is attempting to make Chicago a war zone to justify sending in more troops.
Has he been to Chicago?
Chicago? He's the mayor. I mean, he's the governor of the whole state.
If he thinks Trump's trying to turn it into a war zone, he apparently hasn't taken notice of what it's been for a very long time.
Well, listen, the numbers are coming down. Only 13 people were shot in Chicago. Wait. That doesn't include early Sunday and all day Sunday.
Oh, so it's the Friday-Saturday numbers.
And in Chicago, they do shoot people on Sunday.
You know, you'd think you'd take a day off for the Sabbath.
Yeah.
You know, that day of rest thing. Don't shoot thy neighbor.
Just, you know, some of those gangs are just, they're workaholics.
Wow.
They get that.
They probably get double time on Sunday.
Yeah, 13 people shot, four of them fatally. Yep, Friday into Saturday night. That's it. So, wow. But it's the Trump administration trying to make it a war zone.
Right.
Pritzker said he was on CNN. This guy wants to be president. Oh, I hope they run him.
So bad.
I hope they run
him.
I hope they all eat themselves on the way through the primary process, too. You know?
He's done a little bit of that.
You got Governor Hare out in California.
Yeah.
Hey, push AOC. AOC for president. Get the Dems to run her.
Yeah. You know, the Dems have not done well with the ladies in that respect, have they? Hillary? Kamala? Well, I mean, look who they picked, but, you know.
You have to have quality. I mean, it's exactly. Not a gender issue. I think it's a quality issue in my mind. But
not a DEI gig is what you're saying.
No, not so. It shouldn't be.
It shouldn't be.
Should be some merit involved, maybe. Instead of going after the bad guys, Pritzker says, they're just picking up people who are brown and black and then checking their credentials. Are you a U.S. citizen? I don't know about you, but I don't carry around papers that say I'm a U.S. citizen. So you can imagine people are getting detained. They're getting arrested, U.S. citizens. And they do this, of course, when they raided a building in the middle of the night in South Shore. 130 people that were emptied out of that building. They were going after a few gang members, and instead they broke windows. They broke down doors. They ransacked the place, and there were people that were held. I mean, elderly people and children, zip-tied. Elderly people held for 3 hours at a time. They are the ones that are making it a war zone. Wow. Mm-hmm. So Trump's making it a war zone, mm-hmm. looking for gang members. No, you should protect the gang members, even if they're murderous, thugs that are raping people. You were worried about the elderly? What about the elderly that live all through your community, all through your state, Governor Pritzker? Pritzker?
Yeah, just not a common name. It doesn't always come out well. Yeah.
Mm.
It's easy to stumble over
it. It's weird when you say it. It still rhymes with buffet. 6:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy, happy Monday. Let's make it awesome on 97.3 The Sky. It's Monday, but we'll make it great. 6:37. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And how do you celebrate 250 years? The Navy. 250, looking good, Navy.
Oh yeah.
How do you celebrate? You drop bombs in Ocala.
Oh.
The forest, preferably.
Well, yeah.
The bombing range, preferably.
Town Square is not really a good place.
Yeah.
No. Although, you know, it's a big square, and you can kind of see it. Really
no,
easy.
Don't. That's not good.
That wouldn't be.
The United States Navy will continue testing bombs at the range within the Ocala National Forest, Pine Castle Range Complex. Now, they did take a little break.
Yeah.
But now they're back. Okay. Because the celebration's over. 250 years? Inert bombs.
That's no fun. No outer.
No outer bomb testing.
No.
But inert bomb testing
will
resume, and that will begin this afternoon. We call it happy hour. It's from 3 p.m. to 4:15
Well, it's probably the budget cuts. You know, they're having to save the actual explosive part, you know, for when the budget gets signed. So it's probably what that's all about.
And then Tuesday morning, if you live in the area and you're trying to sleep in, you can sleep in until 9:15 That's when they start dropping them. 9:15 to 10:45, and then later in the evening again 4:15 to 5:45, and there'll be some testing on Wednesday and a little bit on Thursday.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, and so just keep that in mind. So that starts today, later on today. One of the other things, you know, talking about Ocala, and this is interesting because this kind of debate takes place everywhere. Like, I was up in northern Georgia, you know, and it's about growth. And how do you balance that growth, trying to maintain the flavor of who you are? You know, in Ocala, hey, this is horse country, and we love our horse farms, and it absolutely is beautiful, you know, riding through the countryside and all that, and I can fully appreciate that. But it is interesting, you know, some of the people that do the complaining about the growth move to the area.
Right.
I mean, there's plenty of people that grew up there, and maybe they're several generations deep. But there's a lot of people who move there, and then they turn around and say, it's not quaint, it's not what it used to be. It's kind of like, really, Sherlock? When did you figure that out? Because you were part of the growth.
It was great. So you got there, yeah.
And then you say, okay, so we don't want growth. Let's just do like a moratorium or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Well, that slows everything down. That's not good for businesses. It's not good for especially the younger people when they're looking for work and stuff like that. But, you know, you're also hindering people who have private property rights. What if you had a piece of property that you either bought and invested in or family left you, and basically now the government will say, no, you can't do anything with it. Or you can't sell it, or or yeah, you can sell it, but you know you can't develop it.
Right.
Now, this is far different than you know what we've had. You know, a Florida Ag Commissioner come on Wilton Simpson and talk about where they have a program where, let's say, you have a family farm, you sell them the rights to basically the development of the land, which is the non-development.
Exactly.
It protects it as its natural state or as farmland and to perpetuity, and they pay you for that.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll always own it, and you can sell it, but it'll always be that particular thing.
Right.
If it's ag, it's going to stay ag. It's going to stay a farm. So they have a great program that I think is awesome.
Well, I think people who've not... People who come and visit Florida, they think it's all, you know, Orlando or Fort Lauderdale. They have no idea what a rural state Florida is.
I think that the growth is going to naturally slow a little bit, and part of that has to do with the cost of living. I mean, it's expensive to live in Florida.
Sure.
Now, I would say that, you know, Florida really kind of caught up to everybody. It started about 20 years ago, but really over the last 5 years because of COVID and all that, it's really caught up. It's not your cheap retirement place anymore for the most part.
No.
So it's going to naturally, I think, kind of slow down a bit. We'll still have growth, but maybe as it slows, we can make sure that we're making the best decisions possible for everybody involved. But, you know, I can tell you this, boy, there's plenty of land everywhere.
Oh, my goodness.
There's so many roads to get lost on in
North
Central Florida. I get it. Cities like Orlando are sprawling concrete jungles. I get that. And, you know, I could understand people don't want that to happen. And whether it's Ocala or Gainesville, they don't want things to explode.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, some growth is good and it's, you know, somewhat necessary. So, I don't know. That's how I see it. And I know this debate is one that goes on, you know, everywhere. But, you know, you can't control what goes on around you completely unless you buy the property.
Exactly.
And then someday you're like, well, yeah, I think I'm going to build a house on there. You don't want anybody else wagging their finger. Oh, no, you don't.
It's kind of the opposite thing of, you know, people move next to a pig farm and then go, hey, it smells. I want the pig farm to go away. It's like, well, wait a minute. Did you do your homework before you moved there?
Well, they've won lawsuits. There's people
and
that
that's
move
wrong.
They move to near an airport, and then if enough people complain about the airport, they've changed you know paths and the way how they land and take off and that, and that's just crazy. Hey, speaking of local stuff, good stuff going on. Buy a pumpkin, feed a child. The pumpkin patch. and this is a 501c3 not for profit, and this is their 14th year. And you know, we've had Pastor Chris on the air, and they make the pumpkin bread, and they have pumpkins from the Navajo Nation coming all the way from New Mexico, and they spread everything out on the front lawn, the Gainesville Church of God on 39th Avenue, and invite the kids and have a great time. So that is under full operation, and go and enjoy that. And let's see, Monday through Friday, 3 to 7, mm-hmm. and then on Saturday, 9 a.m. to 7, and then Sunday, noon to 7. So
that way for us to get out of church on Sundays.
Yeah.
Yep.
Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, and Deborah, good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning, gentlemen. Quick note. The person that was in charge of the equestrian preserve here in Ocala started out down in Palm Beach County, because I was part of the group, the horse council down there, that was preserving the horse area for Palm Beach County, because we had the big winter equestrian festival there. But we know a lot of it now has moved up here towards Ocala. So it was very pertinent, because when she moved up from Wellington up here to Ocala, she saw the exact same thing that was happening down in South Florida. Developers overtaking horse country. Yada, yada, yada. So, it's very thankful that that person was able to get the preserve for Ocala.
Yeah, we're fortunate, too, that we're not bounded by an ocean,
mm-hmm.
so that there can be some room for growth and still be plenty of open spaces as well.
Yeah.
6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And just a reminder, never miss a minute of the show. Search for the Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button. You can catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcasts. This boy's back in town. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here at 6:51. Yeah, I took a couple days off Thursday and Friday, ride through the mountains of North Georgia. And I can tell you, man, it is just some beautiful, pristine areas. They protected a lot with national parks, state parks, and absolutely enjoyed it, you know. Going through the curves on two wheels.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Thinking like I'm some kind of bad, you know, like, look at me. You know, I'm practically scraping my knee around the corner. Yeah, not quite.
Yeah.
And then some folks on some crotch rockets go, yeah, this is how you ride.
Yeah, like, hey, fat boy, get out of the way.
I don't ride a fat boy. It's a road glide.
See what you did there.
Road glide, yeah. No, I see what you were trying to do, pal.
Oh.
Supposed to be my friend, Greg Cassidy, my buddy. He's got my back.
Don't mind the tire
tracks going across my back. That was left by a green Jeep.
Yeah. So are you getting used to that? I mean, because it's, you know, you've only had it out there on the twisties so long. It's relatively new bike for you. I mean, it's a new bike.
Yeah, I was up there when I first got it, and I definitely had to get used to it. You have to get used to riding in that kind of environment.
Mm-hmm.
It really, by the time, you know, we rode on Saturday, we rode on Sunday, by the time you're just starting to really get into kind of a groove, well, guess what? Go back to Florida and the flatlands.
Yeah.
It's definitely a skill set. There's no doubt about it. And I'm not going to pretend like I possess any great skill. I don't. I err on the side of caution.
Mm-hmm. Smart.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I know if I fall off it, it's going to hurt.
Well,
it's going to leave a big boo-boo.
And you or the bike do not need like scrapes and scratches. So
no, yeah. That's a good point.
No, you don't need that.
Radiant Credit Union is going to give us a tropical weather update. And you're thinking, Bob?
Uh-oh.
There's no tropical weather. Bob found some tropical weather.
Yeah?
Well, it's a bit of ways, but it is at least some concern. 70% chance of cyclone formation in 7 days. Disturbance one. It's a broad area of low pressure, low-latitude tropical wave continues to produce a large area of disorganized cloudiness and showers several hundred miles southwest of the Cabo Verde Islands. Environmental conditions appear conducive for gradual development of this system, and a tropical depression is likely to form by midweek as it moves quickly across the central tropical Atlanta, approaching the Leeward Islands by the latter part of this week. So next week, it might be something. We'll keep an eye on it. That's what we do. All right. So thanks to our friends at Radiant Credit Union. And it is hurricane season until what? November 1st, right?
Can we just get through that? I mean, we had
we've been very, very
blessed.
Anything
to even think about or talk about over the summer. And then all of a sudden, hey, guess what?
Don't jinx it, Greg. Okay. Don't do it.
Oh, it's going to be all on me if we get something.
Yeah. Mr. Perfect Hair, California Governor Gavin Newsom vowed Sunday to sue President Donald Trump. What's this?
Get in line, buddy. Get in line.
Because the National Guard's being sent to Oregon to protect federal officers against rioters in Portland. So the president's protecting his own federal people.
Wow.
How is Newsom even involved? Well, it turns out that it is the California National Guard that is being called up. And that's where Newsom does. The governor is usually the commander-in-chief of their National Guard, like here in Florida. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's Governor DeSantis. Newsom's threat came a day after Trump-appointed federal judge, Karen Emmergut, blocked the president from deploying the Oregon National Guard to stop riots against U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement folks. All right. Well, I heard that he might just go against that order anyway.
That really ticks off those judges, though, when you do that. They don't like when you do that.
Yes, it does. Well, another thing that we just need to pay attention to and stay on top of. All right? It's another day in paradise, my friends. Living here in Florida, enjoy. And you know you can listen to the Bob Rose Show on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps. Or tell your smart speaker, play 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.